Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. Whoa, yeah. Here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. My name is Luke and this is my thing. So this past week, I set myself the challenge of writing a 90-page screenplay and it was going to be like a feature-length version of the short film Keith we made earlier in the show. And yeah, we did it. I mean, it came out to around about 15,000 words, just bang on 90 pages. And in all honesty, the last 10 pages were written like within the last hour of the challenge. It was pretty tight. It was like an epic game of Crystal Maze or something, I don't know. So it just reminded me of that saying, you know, the work will get done in the time available. And that's just because when you see a timer starting to go, you really do knuckle down and get it done. I'll be honest, I didn't actually enjoy writing this script. It felt more like writing an instruction manual, because I'd already done all the creative thinking when I made the short film. I knew how the feature length would play out. So instead of actually sort of creating anything new, it was like detailing, it was like mapping out a plan for what I would have to do if or when or you know, if I do sort of make the feature length film. But it's good to have the screenplay just there in case opportunity knocks or whatever, you know. So I mean, what's next for this project? I think the next step is to get some people reading the script. I've got a few people who are script readers, that's their jobs. So I'll send it to them and see what they think. I might get one of them on this show and then maybe he can give me the feedback on air. That sounds scary. But I think it'd be good. And I guess what I want to try and do, some people have already asked me if they can play Keith, the short film, at some film nights. So I'm going to get it played at as many film nights as I can. I'm going to turn up to as many as I can with my screenplay, 90-page screenplay. And then if, for whatever reason, someone's there who has, I don't know, 10 grand or something, you never know, I don't know, but they might just think that they want to take a punt on me and a feature length version of Keith. So because this screenplay felt more like work, it felt like doing a dissertation rather than writing a brand new story. Throughout the entire process, I couldn't stop thinking in the back of my mind. I couldn't stop creating a different story. I mean, a screenplay is a means to an end. It's not a finished article. Whereas a short story or a film itself, they're finished things that you can send to people. You can say, look at this, look at what I've made. So as soon as I finished, like literally 10 minutes after I finished this challenge, I went outside, went for a little walk around London Docks, and I found a little cafe, sat down, and wrote like a 1,500 word short story in about 2 hours, just because I'd already been, I don't know, I needed to make something. Like I needed to finish something that I could put on Amazon or something. So I've got this, I didn't just write a 90-page screenplay, I've also got this little short story now that I'm pretty happy with. It's pretty mental. But that's going to go on Amazon at some point. Yeah, so that's all I have to say for today, really, about this. I mean, coming up on a show in the next sort of week or so, we've got a brand new 7-day story challenger. He's going to be writing something, making some cool little story. I've got some more interviews with awesome people. One of the guys makes a lot of money in self-publishing. Another of the guys is I guess you call him an authorpreneur, I think, which is he's a self-publishing businessman. So he sort of started his own little indie publishing company. And I think it's going to be good to talk to him for some plans that I've got coming up in the next few months, which you'll hear about as we get to it. So if you do want to read the full 90-page screenplay of Keith, just email me, lukeofcondor@me.com, that's with a K, or tweet me or whatever, and I'll send it over. So if you want to take part in the show in whatever way, get in touch, give us a 5-star rating as always, subscribe, share it, tweet it out, you know, it's all good. It's all good stuff. Cool. All right, guys, I'll speak to you very soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.